speaking again.
Well, my wife is 5 months pregnant, and I'm for parental rights, not government coercion, telling us what we can do, what we can't do with our kids. There is no other mandated procedure in our, first of all, it's illegal. You can't make people do procedure that they don't want. The parents have to be the ones who make the decisions for what's best for our kids. It can't be the government saying that. It's against the Nuremberg laws. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's against the state constitution, and it's against their own bylaws here. I mean, I've been reading some legislation that was passed years ago about they used to do state sterilizations, and they thought that that was a good thing. You know, so you can't let the state make the decisions. The people have to decide, and parents have to decide, and that's why I'm here. You know, the idea that the state is going to tell me what I can do with my kids. First of all, and the doctors are not going to tell you both sides of the issue. They're not, because they are. They're told by the pharmaceutical industry, which makes billions of dollars, that it's completely safe. And let me tell you, they've gone from when you and I were kids, you had like 8 shots. Now it's up to 70 shots and multi-shots. And they don't tell you the safety of these things. There's no efficacy study. In other words, if you and I were going to do, if I was going to have a car seat, okay, I was going to say, here's the car seat. You'd have to show some proof that it's a safe seat, right? You'd have to say, here's a thousand accidents with it, and here's 1,000 without it. And they go, okay, you can compare. They have refused to, and no vaccine company, none of the pharmaceutical companies and government tests have done 1,000 kids with the shots and 1,000 without. They refuse to, because it's not what they want to hear. Because what they're doing right now is that the pharmaceutical industries are doing fine. They're making billions of dollars, and they're continuing to. They're increasing more shots, and it's at the cost of our children. Because the efficacy of these shots have not been proven, and the toxicity of these things. We're having more and more side effects. You're having more and more autism. When you go from autism, which was unheard of in America in 1930, to almost 1 in 5,000 after seeds started being preserved with mercury, which is the second most toxic thing on this planet next to plutonium. Mm-hmm. And then you go to, let's go up a couple of decades. By 1990, it was 1 in 200. Now it's 1 in 88. Now, truthfully, it's true that a lot of the autism rates are grouped into one. But there is something that's really happening. And one of the most vulnerable things you can do to a child who doesn't have an immune system is give them a shot. And I'll just give you one example. You take the hepatitis B, okay? Now, hepatitis, you're only going to get that from drug use, and you're going to get that from intravenous drug use, and again, from sexual contact. And yet, they won't let a baby out of the hospital unless insisting on getting the shot. I'm sorry. That's an unnecessary shot that they don't need to have, well, especially when the baby's immune system isn't developed. The baby's immune system is the mother's immune system. So it is beyond ridiculous. It's criminal. And so here we are. I'm up here, flying up here, to testify to this lunacy. And I can't believe that they're willing to continue this. And people have to stand up. I mean, that's the part about a democracy. People have to step up, and that's what I'm here to do today.
Do you think there's too much government intervention in our lives today, whether or not you live in California or New York
or
in the U.S.?
I mean, but there is some. I mean, there needs to be some. I mean, governments need to protect roads, and I agree with that. But government can't make decisions on what I do to my body and my children's body. That they have to stay out of that. That's not something that's open for discussion. I got to make my choice, and I'm going to do what's best for my child. And to the idea that they're going to mandate that if I don't want to vaccinate my kid, they can't go to school unless they get a consent from a doctor. That's lunacy, because you're assuming that the doctor's going to show you both sides, that there's benefits and there are risks. And there's a great book for people to go and get. It's called The Vaccine Guide by Dr. Neustadler. Read that, and then become informed, and then you can make an educated decision, not a government mandate. And so I'm against this by Assemblyman Pan, is it? I'm not voting for Pan. I'm going to vote against him. He's up for election. Let me tell you, I'm going to be up here, and I'm going to campaign against you, okay? And it's for you putting a bill that's against parental rights. And I'm going to make sure you don't get reelected.
Have you spoken before the...
I have a picture of my daughter in there. And she died. She said, I'm glad. I have a